Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts, Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
Coming on here as the Porpoise Pod continues, Miami Dolphins back in the news as the owners' meeting is going on right now in Arizona. Mike McDaniel holding court today, as many coaches did. A lot of them speaking to the media. We'll get some new rules this week, Solana. A lot of people think some wheeling and dealing is going to happen on between the Jets and Aaron Rodgers. Let me ask you this. There does seem to be, speaking about Lamar last segment, but there does seem to be some Patriots, Lamar Jackson fodder that's out there. I think Meek Mill told Robert Kraft that Lamar Jackson wants to come to the Patriots.
What a storyline.
Hell of a storyline for sure. what do you think is, like, do you buy any of this that the Patriots could be in on Lamar Jackson? Because I tell you what, this Bill Belichick seems to hate Mac Jones's guts. It's a very Flores Tua-ish relationship, it feels like, between Mac Jones and Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I mean, Mac Jones didn't give any indication that he genuine indication that he loves being a New England Patriot, right? Like, you could sense every time that they were down in the game, what was the clip where he's yelling, like, enough with the checkdowns, let's throw the damn ball. You get that sense that he was frustrated with the situation. Bro, it reminds me of, not that Tannehill reacted that way, but it reminds me of how the Dolphins handled Ryan Tannehill, right? They thought he was extremely limited. They thought they needed to coach around him and just ensure he wouldn't make mistakes. And that seems to be, I'm not watching every Patriots game. You know, we play them twice
a
year.
Why would you want to watch Mac Jones?
The biggest loser team in the NFL right now. But that seems to be the way that they're handling him, which is we'll win in spite of him. And bro, if you told me the Patriots went out and landed one of the premier targets in free agency any year, I wouldn't put it past them, just because Bill Belichick wants to win. You know, like,
yeah, for sure.
He wants that record. He's tired of losing. He's used to winning.
It doesn't feel very Patriots, though. Like, they do that, but typically, like, they are usually bargain hunters. Like, that's, yeah. I know they spent a lot of free agency last year, but, like, I'm talking about, like, legitimate star splashes, like getting Tyreek Hill, getting Davante Adams. Like, the last thing we can remember is getting Randy Moss. And even he was kind of on a make good because of what was going on in Oakland.
Right.
So for Bill Belichick to actually, like, take a home run cut like this, I would be surprised. I would be, and I'm gonna be honest with you. If you told me, which makes me more nervous, Lamar on the Patriots or Aaron Rodgers on the Jets, I'll tell you it's Lamar on the Patriots. I'm not gonna lie. Like, that to me is a much more interesting hurdle than a downsliding Aaron Rodgers adding to the Jets, even if you think the Jets have a little bit better of a roster. That to me is a crazy wild card. It's not like the Patriots, Mac Jones sucked, but it's not like the Patriots were awful last year.
No, their defense was good. Like, go look at the last game. What was that? New Year's Day or whatever it was in New England. Like, their defense took it to the Dolphins, and I know it wasn't Tua starting, but still, like, couldn't move the ball.
Yep.
Throw the pick six that ended the game. Oof. No, I'm with you, man. Like, I'm 100% with you, but it's easier to be the team that was always bargain hunting when you had that stability of Tom Brady. You know, like, they've tried the Mac Jones thing now for, what, 2 years? This will be his third season. And maybe Belichick just knows what the ceiling is, and he goes in a different direction, which is we could have Lamar Jackson, and I can maximize Lamar Jackson down here. So, like, it wouldn't surprise me. I'm with you, though. This isn't the Patriot way or whatever, but that doesn't, to me, it doesn't exist anymore. You don't have.
Yeah, Tom Brady was the Patriot way.
Yeah, it was Tom Brady. Everything else made sense because you had Tom Brady. It didn't matter. You're going to be in the playoff hunt every year. And once you're in the playoffs with Tom Brady, it didn't matter. They don't have that anymore. They don't have that backbone anymore.
Did you see that? By the way, speaking of the Patriots, did you see that Mike McDaniel said of Mike Gesicki going to the Patriots? He said that they're getting a player with a chip on his shoulder. wait, what the hell was that?
So good.
He's so like, good. Just didn't like Mike Gesicki, huh? It happens. Like some players and some coaches, they just don't vibe. And
but what do you think really went on there? Like, you think McDaniel sat with him and explained to him, hey, you got to learn how to block, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you got to. And Gesicki was like, bleep you. I don't block. I catch.
I don't think he was like, bleep you. I think he's like, I know what an elite tight end is, and you're not that. I think you think that you're Kittle, and I think that you're not. And so I think that's all it is. I think he's just not that impressed with him as a player. Look, he signed a 1-year incentive-based deal with the Patriots. It's not like the rest of the league thought that the Dolphins were blowing this. He clearly has to get better in some areas as a player, but I thought that was such a thing. He's coming in with a chip on his shoulder. Jeez. Tell us how you really feel without telling us how you feel, Mike McDaniel. It was something. But he did have this interesting thing to say, and I'm curious what you think about this, because this kind of gave me the goosies. I'm not going to lie. So he had this talk. He was discussing somebody asked about the division and how good the division will seemingly get with Aaron Rodgers, right? And he was going on this whole thing about like, well, yeah, you having a tough division is, you know, can be a hindrance, but also if you really are serious about winning, that, you know, this can get you ready for the games that matter. And he goes, we lived it once and one time was enough. Getting to the playoffs is cool. We're over that. You want to win. So playing good teams in the regular season, however on the front end might seem like, oh, it's tough. What else you really want is to try and win actual playoff games. You're trying to get to the AFC Championship. You're trying to win the AFC Championship. You're trying to win the Super Bowl, all those things. You better be good, be a very good team and battle tested. And our division should help us do that, but it's going to be stressful. He's done with just making the playoffs. I love that. It's enough. Like, look, we check that box, made the playoffs. Now it's time to do some real winning. And I appreciate Mike McDaniel going in that direction. I appreciate him kind of laying it out there like that. Like, if we just make the playoffs and don't do something that we haven't done in 23 damn years, that's a disappointment.
But what's the alternative? Like him saying making the playoffs is an incredible accomplishment. We should be proud of it. Like, I see what you're saying.
Here's the thing, though. The thing is why I was impressed by it is because he said it unprovoked. He wasn't asked, what are the expectations of this team? Right. He wasn't asked, are you guys a playoff or bust team? In that case, I understand what you're saying. What's he supposed to say? He's just being asked about the difficulty of the division, and he's putting it out there that I'm not cool with just making the playoffs. We have done that. That has been checked off the list. So that's why, to me, when he brings it up out of a question, you know, we listen, this guy can talk. We know that. When he just brings it out of this 2-minute answer, I am done just making the playoffs. We've done it. That accomplishment is over. To me, I was like, look who's got his big coaching boy pants on.
Okay. I'm with you. Like, I love that. I want that confidence from him. But I, like, okay, well, let's see it then. You know, you have to take that leap. It's to me, it's the Pat Riley effect, right? He comes to South Florida and he's won so much that the only downside to that is expectations. But if you start talking that way, the downside is you're held to those expectations. And again, I want him to talk that way, but like there's still a lot of question marks regarding the biggest part of determining whether they're going to get past that hump of just making the playoffs or not. And I don't know, like maybe pump the brakes a little bit until you're sure Tua's neck muscles are extremely strong. That's all I'm
dude,
saying.
He's getting reports from jiu-jitsu. He's saying it's all good, dude.
He did say that, right?
He did say that today. He says, I have spy reports that are saying, by the way, can I tell you a story today? This is so embarrassing. So I actually asked my son takes jiu-jitsu. He's 7. So like my son's jiu-jitsu instructor, he teaches the kids class before the adults class. And so I don't know why I found this to be an okay question to ask him. But I said, hey, a jiu-jitsu instructor, you guys know all each other. Where's this Tua taking jiu-jitsu? He goes, what? I said, come on. I know you guys know. Because, like, he'll tell me these things like, like, we'll talk, you know, he knows, like, I talk to fighters and things like that. He goes, oh, I know such and such and such and such. Like, that guy taught this guy. This is what he specializes in. I was like, geez, you good jiu-jitsu guys really stick together. So I found it appropriate to, like, try and grill him to say, hey, where's Tua taking this jiu-jitsu?
So you think they're all in one big WhatsApp group?
Yes. Yeah. I feel like he's on, like, the, like, South Florida BJJ. Like, it's a Reddit. It's like a Reddit thread. It's like Tua got his blue belt today, you know?
They're sending each other updates on Tua's jiu-jitsu statuses every single day.
Yeah, he didn't. He's like, I don't know, man. He's like, he's probably taking out, like, American Top Team, like, with, you know, probably a private instructor.
There is a jiu-jitsu gym, I mean, walking distance from my house on Kendall Drive. It's right next to a Dunkin' Donuts. If you want, Tobin, I'll go pick up some Dunkin' tomorrow morning. And then I'll just, I'm sorry. I thought this was Dunkin' Donuts. I'm sorry. And I'll just walk in periodically from time to time.
See
if Tua's there.
Is Tua living, Kendall?
I don't think so. But this jiu-jitsu gym looks legit. Like, what I mean by that is it just says jiu-jitsu in big letters. I don't know. I don't know what makes a jiu-jitsu gym look legit or not. But I'll do my due diligence in the Kendall area.
I'm just going to keep asking people. I'm going to be like, hey, you got UFC coming to Miami next week. I'm going to be like, ask Gilbert Burns, hey, where's this Tua at, dude? You got to know. Come on. Tell me where he's.
Where does Tua live? Do you know?
I don't know. I just always assume everybody lives in Davie. Yeah, I feel like every Dolphin since has just lived in Davie. That's just where they reckon. I guess now you'd probably want to live. I don't know. Aventura, I guess, is where you would want to live if you were a Dolphin now.
I feel like everybody lives in Broward. By the way, speaking of that, small little detour here. Since we recorded, Crowder told a story on the air that Jalen Ramsey hit him up and asked him, hey, like, where should I live? I'm thinking of Miami Gardens, because he wanted to be so close to the facility. And Crowder had to hit him with a, bro, don't live in Miami Gardens. Like, you want to stay away from Miami Gardens. You know, the Davie area is nice. South Beach is cool. Aventura is cool. Miami Gardens. But I told Crowder, I'm like, bro, maybe he'll love the Stadium Diner. You know, like,
maybe he will. There's a Sonic. There's a Walmart. That's kind of it.
Yeah, everybody lives near Crowder, like in Davie. They all have these, like, big mansions in Davie.
Tell Ramsey to go live next to Leroy. You know,
bunch of cowards, by the way. You know, like, hey, you're playing for the Dolphins. Live in Dade County.
You tell him, dude. I mean, I got it when the facility was in Broward, but now that it's in Miami Gardens, like, live in Miami Gardens, I guess. I don't know.
Especially if you're Jalen Ramsey. I mean, buy a beachfront property and enjoy what Miami's got to offer. You know, so what? You got to drive 45 minutes on 95, the most dangerous road in South Florida.
That's the thing, dude. You have to, like, because the Dolphins facility is kind of west. Like, you want to live somewhere near the turnpike to get right off on that exit to get to it. And, you know, if you have to live east and then go all the way west, that's a pain in the ass. But it's not near the water.
Yeah, but listen, you're in Miami. Buy in, you know? Buy in. Enough with the Broward stuff. Buy into Dade.